me a bit more about the Luncheon Club. Well, how often does that meet?
It meets every week, and there's groups of people that do the cooking in the morning and groups of people that do the serving at lunchtime and clear ups. Yeah, it works really well.
So how many people would you have coming for lunch?
Between 9 and 15.
Okay.
And then we have takeaways as well.
Right.
We do a takeaway.
So someone takes the food out around to them?
Yeah, yeah, both people that can't get out. Yeah. And about a bit like Meals on Wheels.
And is there entertainment there? Or?
No.
No, okay.
No, they just come to have a chatter and natter, and we talk to them, and it's about 2 hours all in total.
Yeah, I guess they look forward to it though.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, they come every week. Mm. I mean, I only go once a month, but they come every week. Yeah. People get taxis there, some of the people can still drive, so that's good. Yeah, no, it's good.
The community do put on entertainment occasionally.
Yeah.
At the home.
Oh yeah, the Pennyland home.
Right. I guess there's not many Jewish people left in the home, would you know?
I think there's about 12 at the moment.
Okay.
In the home.
At one time it was all Jewish, wasn't
it? It was all Jewish, yeah. It was a whole Jewish, but unfortunately things change. And now I think there's about 12, and there's one, I think, bed that's always available in case respite and things like that.
Yeah.
But there's a kosher kitchen there as well. So and sometimes nowadays the services Yom Kippur, a lot of them are being held in the home. So in fact it's breaking the synagogues down even more, because it's not so many people going to the synagogue.
Yeah.
They're going to the home. They feel they should go to the home.
Yeah.
It's good in one way, but not so good in another way, I think.
So people are a lot more spread out.
Yeah.
So it's just not,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is a shame.